Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Over the years, I have struggled with my weight, and part of that is, sugar just tastes good. It's, I think we're hardwired to like sugar, and it used to be that, the sugar was not something that was commonly available, and you had to actually work for it, and, of course, now we've got, limitless food at our disposal, and none of it is particularly good for us, and there's been, a conspiracy, maybe the best description of it is that that when people have tried to speak out about sugar over the last 40 something years, well, they tend to get thrown under the bus. This has happened with a few people, and I can tell you my own experience that of the different diets I've tried, and it was probably the Atkins diet that worked the best in terms of actually losing weight, because I got rid of most sugar out of my diet. But the reality is that the diet's a bit unsustainable after a while. And I think also too that it's getting harder to find healthier alternatives or whatever, and also as I say, there's just food everywhere, so it's if you get bored or whatever, sometimes that's what happens. So there is there's lots of the sugar's just everywhere, and it frustrates me that. That there's not really an honest discussion about it with the governments and the scientists, because it seems like that there are a bunch of the science has an interest in maintaining the status quo. There's a lot of business in sugar. There's also a lot of business in some of the things that happens when people are eating too much sugar. Type 2 diabetes being one of them, right? I mean, there's and related health issues and what really frustrates me is that, again, that there's, people that are supposedly, scientists, right, are not beholden to the truth or beholden to whatever theory that they're being told to uphold, and basically crafting evidence as such, and anybody who speaks out against it, puts forward actual evidence to say, hey, maybe this isn't such a great idea, it's not evaluated, right? It's like, okay, well, it's not the prevailing opinion right now, so screw you, go away. By the way, it sounds familiar to other types of science that's going on, right? And so science is supposed to be a continual debate and evaluation of the facts. And it's like, once somebody's made up their mind about something, there's some cognitive bias there, I guess, to say, hey, look, I tend to ignore the evidence that seems to contradict my deeply held beliefs, and that's not when science is happening, right? When it becomes a belief that you defend without analysis or whatever, that's a problem, right? And unfortunately, we're all paying for it, and I'm paying for it, besides the sugar, it's also just, now I'm in this situation. Well, how do I get my weight back under control? How do I do all these things? We're programmed to want sugar. There's lots of theories about, how to get yourself under control. And there seems to be some stuff that works and some stuff that doesn't, depending upon who you are or how much money you have or whatever. It's tough. And it really frustrates me that you have to work really hard to find the answers. Now, I suppose the good thing about the internet is you'll find lots of, there's lots of data, there's lots of information, there's lots of opinions about it, in terms of facts that, it's hard to evaluate, whether the facts are good or not. So there's, you might be able to find something that works, but it's like a continual process. I suppose the one thing I'm trying to do now is, since I'm type 2 diabetic, I have to check my blood sugar periodically, and I'm using that as a way to say, hey, maybe I'm eating too much, or maybe that was the wrong thing to eat or whatever. And I'm trying to also limit the amount of times I eat a day, because that seems to, the more I eat, that seems to cause my blood sugar to go up, no matter what I eat, right? It's not even a, that may even necessarily be related to exactly, you know, what I ate. It's just, you know, the amount of it is potentially an issue. So, and again, it's because sugar's in everything, and it's really hard to eliminate all of that stuff from your diet. So, but it is, yeah, it's a sugar-coated conspiracy of some sort. And, you know, if you really want to eliminate it, yeah, fortunately, I've had some experience with this. I went on Atkins more than 10 years ago, and so I already know some of these tricks, but to try and eliminate the sugar. But really, I should also, it's not just eliminating sugar. You really should eliminate all the fake sugar, too. So, and that's because that seems to be problematic as well, or maybe even more problematic. The body's complicated. It's kind of like, I don't know, the climate, right? There's a lot of things I think we still don't know about it. And we're trying to figure out how all these things, you know, the food is itself kind of a drug that the body interacts with. And you have to figure in, I don't think we've fully sussed out, you know, all the different ways things interact, including your mood and your, you know, and all these different things. So, it's a continual process to try and figure out how to get, how to be healthier, right? How to be, and how to lick this sugar habit, right? It's tough and it's challenging. And sadly, I don't seem to be any closer to finding the solution, although I'm going to keep trying. Because, you know, I want to live, damn it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.